In the name of the one God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we continue along this road of Eastertide together, we find ourselves this Sunday back at the Last Supper table. Jesus is surrounded by his disciples, except Judas, who has been sent off to betray the Son of Man. And no doubt they are reclining after having had their feet washed, after sharing a meal, and after the institution of the body and the blood. And here in the Gospel of John, after the food of remembrance has been consumed, and before Jesus steps out into the night and heads towards the garden, he enters into a lengthy conversation with his faithful followers, where he directs, guides, and encourages them before the final events of his life take hold. A last testament, if you like. And towards the end of this encounter, he looks up to heaven and he prays. And within that prayer, he asks the Father, "As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them out into the world." Jesus is making it quite clear that as his journey in this life is beginning to approach its end, his mission to evangelize, to spread the good news of the gospel, and to spread the never-failing love of the new covenant among all people, is being passed along to his faithful disciples and to all his followers. That will be their new calling after the events of Holy Week. This is what will be expected of them. These words in John may bring to mind the much cherished Great Commission delivered to his followers at the end of Matthew. Atop a mountain, the disciples find the resurrected Jesus, and the gospel concludes with these words: "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." And if that sending out, or that commissioning, that commitment to evangelize the new faith, if it was good enough for those young disciples, then it's certainly good enough for us today, inheritors of the faith as we are, 2,000 years later. That might seem to many of us a very clear directive, an expectation and command without complication, ascending out into the world to continue the work of Christ. That being said, there are certainly those who remain uncomfortable in our tradition with suggestions of evangelization. And let's be frank, it's not always easy, and there's no need to get judgmental. But let's just give this some thought. In these days, with our often obsessive concerns about causing offense to anyone and everyone, we watch out for our words and our actions much more carefully, don't we? To evangelize for some may seem oppressive in some sense. To speak of a faith you hold dear and then attempt in some way to pass it along can easily, I imagine, be considered problematic by some. It is not fashionable in these postmodern times to be sure of anything, to state a truth with entire conviction, And yet, as Christians and followers of Christ, we are not only reassured to stand firm in our faith, but we are also sent out categorically to evangelize and to spread the good news. Now, do you willingly discuss or reveal your faith with assured conviction when questioned about it by someone you may have just met? Do you actively pass along your belief in the resurrection and the kingdom to come? Do you struggle to square away your passion for Christ with the prevailing secular mores of the day? Do you ever wonder if you're even allowed to? All of this is more than fine to grapple with. We are, after all, far too human. Yet, let us never lose sight of the mission we are called into with the risen Christ. To evangelize, to spread the gospel news, to be retainers of a bold faith that has stood up to tyrants, dictators, and hostile powers since Jesus took his last breath on that cross. Now, there are a myriad of ways to express this boldness of our faith, both as congregations and as individual followers of Jesus. I think immediately within our incarnation community of Adrian, standing outside on Tuesday mornings with her Ask Me for a Blessing ministry. Bold, for certain. And courageous in its own way on the streets of a rebuilding midtown Manhattan. And more than visible for all the world to see as they pass on by our doors. Evangelism at its finest, certainly within our Episcopalian tradition. And elsewhere, we proclaim the gospel outwards in this parish, don't we? I have certainly witnessed a good number of you being sent out to help spread the good news beyond the walls of this church, within the realm of outreach or reaching out. There's been the wondrous work of the Moravian Open Door Committee that somehow has found multiple ways to keep in touch and support and feed our friends at a house on East 18th Street during this time of COVID. Christmas, Easter, Halloween surprises, a grant secured from Episcopal charities to allow this organization to further their own work of the gospel. Feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, healing the sick, and caring for the poor in spirit. In this time of parish transition, we have also seen a new commitment to supplying volunteers to Crossroads Community Kitchen at St. Bart's on Park Avenue. Our parishioners cook, clean, meet, greet, and give out supplies to those who are in need of help at one of the most venerable food pantries in the city. Now, in the early days of vaccination in New York, our volunteers soon found themselves at the front of the vaccination queue, for their work was deemed so essential and helped so many. Again, they were sent out, and by their example and witness, spread the good news. And now, after a year of discernment together, we are ready to begin a new endeavor to add to our outreach ministries. Starting this summer, we will be supporting our children, spelled H-O-U-R. They're based in Long Island City across the river in Queens. Our children's mission is to help incarcerated and formerly incarcerated women and their children successfully rejoin their neighborhoods, reunify them with their families, and build healthy, independent, and secure lives. We think our partnership with them will give us great opportunities to further develop our ability to be sent out to spread the love of God and to proclaim that, yes, this is what followers of the Christ are in the business of doing. In this time of continued transition, faced as we have been by a beyond debilitating pandemic and sickness, in this time, we have taken further steps forward to work beyond our boundaries, sent out to evangelize by the love we have for our fellow brothers and sisters in this world. We are engaged in an evolution of thought about how and what it means to help others, and how that may continue to take shape under the call of a new rector. And if we listen to the Christ who sat at that table 2,000 years ago, we should not be afraid or unsure or feel in any way unsettled by a faith that dares us and calls us to be bold and to reach out. Bold in heart, bold in mind, bold in action. We can and we must continue to work on shouting out our love for one another and for those beyond our walls from the rooftops. We are categorically called out and sent into the world. We are called to reach out further beyond the walls that contain us, to serve all, and to spread the love of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this body of faith, this parish of Incarnation, is heeding that call. For we are followers of the Christ. And just like those young disciples, we have been sent out into the world. Bold in love, bold in faith, and bold in action. Amen.